Good morning, this is GM huffing and puffing because I'm a big guy walking over a hill to get to the bus in the morning. I ramble on about games mastering and roleplay and things that interest me. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. Good morning, this is GM Puffing walking on my way. I just thought I'd give you a catch up since I haven't been on this thing for 6 weeks. A combination of factors. I won't give you the boring details, just a couple of bullet points. So, number one, heat. Whenever I'm getting off the bus in the city and walking to work where I would normally do some of my recording, it's been unusually hot recently. And as a result, I've been staying in an air-conditioned bus. I know it's only a 10 to 15 minute walk, but doing that before work in a 36 degree day, or 30 something at the time that I'm walking, because it's usually a 40 degree day by the end of the day, it's just not conducive to good thoughts. When you're sweating and heated, mental, your brain's all blah, and you can't even string a few sentences together. Secondly, the city of Adelaide that I live in has March Madness coming up, which is a combination of events, a Clipsal 500 racing event, which is done on our local streets, and the Fringe Festival, which is like a big event of hundreds of comedians and shows and acts and stage performances and people just talking crap and people dressing up like freaks and doing whatever kind of micro mini circuses that they are. And they all come to Adelaide and perform on the hundreds of stages, some of which are actually created and set up just for the event. But what it does do is it sort of shuts down the main roads in and around the city. So from one minute to the next, I don't know which way I'm going to be getting from the city to my workplace. So as often as not, I catch the bus just to avoid all that traffic and avoid being late, which means I'm not exactly, again, not in a place to be recording. And the third big issue for me was that I successfully started a Kickstarter and managed to hit 1000% funding, and so I've been spending quite a bit of time setting that up and running that. So a lot of my mental process has been going in that direction, and this little blog podcast of mine just sort of unfortunately just got delegated into fourth and fifth place in my life as a result. I didn't mean it to. It wasn't like a conscious decision. Just on a daily basis, I didn't have the time or the ability or the energy. And the two or three times I did, I just didn't have a topic to talk about. So going forward, I've got a couple of thoughts on some of the board games I've been playing. I bought a couple of board games I've been inventing, and some of the role-playing things that's been happening. I've stepped down as GM from my group, and my one of my players has taken the mantle, which gives me some headspace during the game to start taking notes on what rules need to exist in the game. If I had a laptop, I'd start typing those rules up, and getting a laptop is something I probably should be doing next on the list of things, because at the moment I don't even have a computer, so it's quite annoying coming home, sitting down and going, oh, I've got no computer to work from. So I really should do something about that. Anyway, that's quick catch up for you guys. Thanks very much for putting up with the gap and continuing to log in and listen. I'll definitely restart things, put the pedal to the metal, and I'm hoping to get back to my regular 2 days a week, well, irregular 2 days a week. And soon after that, I, depending on the circumstances, I might pump it out to 3 days. Wait and see. Ciao. You've been listening to GM Puffing. That was a podcast recording about games mastering, roleplay, and topics related. If you're interested in anything else that I happen to have, I have a Patreon, and I have a blog, Dungeon World Dev, and my website is dungeondelvers12.com. So pop in and drop me a line.